I'm going to switch gears and go on out to our friend at TMZ, Dax Holt. Dax, thanks for joining us.
Of course, man.
So you were telling me that you've broken some news, and I imagine more trickling in about Prince.
Yeah, so this is obviously Prince-related, but we finally got the official cause of death. Midwest Medical Examiner's Office released their documents, and they are saying that it was an accidental overdose of fentanyl.
Is there anything else that they're reporting? Any other medication on board with the
fentanyl? No, that's the interesting...
That's hard to do. That is hard to do.
When you look at the paperwork, it says cause... fentanyl toxicity, and there is nothing else listed underneath it.
Did they give the full toxicology report?
No, so they didn't.
All right, get me that quick.
I know. I'm like, we're very curious to see if there was anything else in there. I mean, you know, there were other reports that were going around that he had some pretty severe medical issues, and this kind of disputes that. I mean, people were talking some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah.
And so I would say this is clearing all of that up.
So no other contributing causes. Is there anything in that box?
No, that's the crazy part. You know, I thought for sure, because I know we had talked many times where you had told me, look, you know, you can have like a pretty big opioid in your system, but normally it's a combination, correct?
Yes, very hard to overdose on an opioid. It is very difficult. Fentanyl, you can do it, but you either have to shoot it, or I was teasing my listeners that I would tell them how. You have to open the transdermal package and suck the jelly down and eat it.
Ugh.
Yes, that's the only way I know if you can get those kinds of doses in your system. That's just what I've encountered. You know who used to do that? I don't know if you want to report on this, Dax, but remember Amber from Teen Mom?
Yeah.
She used to do this. And she literally was sucking down fentanyl patches in the bathroom of the courthouse in a hearing for her DUI or something, or some sort of substance-related thing, and she went back in the courtroom and said, this is what I've just been doing in the bathroom. I'm going to die if you don't put me in prison. And she begged the judge to put her in prison because of fentanyl.
Yeah, and I don't think people out there realize how strong of a drug this is. Like, you know, we've been talking about it here in the office, but this is like stronger than morphine. This is like one of the strongest drugs out there.
Dude,
so people can get addicted very quickly.
There's only one reason to be on fentanyl, and that's cancer. That's it. That's why you go on fentanyl. You don't go on fentanyl because your hips hurt. It's so insane. So speaking of the hips, did they open the hips and check the condition of his hips? I'd be very curious to see if he actually had hip pathology.
Now, they did, however, list that he had scars on his left hip and his lower right leg, but did not mention anything beyond that. I mean, I think this is kind of like a smaller version of the full report, obviously, the one that they're making public, but they go in and talk about he was 5'3", he weighed 112 pounds at the time of his death. They say that he was wearing a black hat, a black shirt, black pants, black boxer briefs, black socks. Like, you know, he was fully dressed at the time of his death, that's kind of all they wanted to put out there.
So let me get to make sure I understand this. Is this the entire report that they've published, or just the conclusion of the report?
I think this is probably the conclusion, because I got to imagine there's, you know, they did blood tests and they would know exactly how much of a percentage of fentanyl was in the blood at the time, and they didn't put that out there.
All right, you need to get me the real facts to sort of dig through it if you can. Once you get that, I'll be happy to help you get through that, because it's not quite fitting together yet. It is really hard to die of fentanyl overdose. Now you got to find out.
But here's the question, Drew. Is it possible, like, let's say you had five patches or whatever and you sucked the jelly out of it, that potentially kill you?
Yes, it could potentially do that, but man, do you have to take a lot for that to happen. I mean, I've never seen that happen, let's put it that way. And you know me, I've seen a lot of addicts in my day, and I've not seen somebody die from fentanyl alone. I've seen them die from that and a single sleeping medicine. It doesn't take much to add on top of that, but the fact is, it can happen. I mean, just like with heroin. Listen, there's another possibility, which is that he was shooting it. And that you can die shooting it easy. That's easy.
God. Okay. Gotcha.
So that if we find out that's what was happening, this puts this whole thing in a different category, because now we're into drug addict zone. Now that's because addicts go on despite consequences, and that's somebody who's shooting drugs.
Yeah.
So you know, I feel dirty when I start talking about it, because it's getting into the weeds of this disorder, and it seems disrespectful to him. But unfortunately, we need to learn from this. And this we've also
been waiting for a couple of weeks to figure out what was in his system at the time. You know, this has been the big question looming over everyone. What was in his system? We've talked about Percocet. We've talked about all these other things. But now we officially know this is what was in his system at the time, and that was fentanyl.